Hello, welcome to Under the Surface number 198 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour or so to play some top tunes. So in store this week, some Bongzilla, Orange Goblin, Dread Sovereign and Scorn, to name but a few. But to kick things off, here's Bathory with Enter the Eternal Fire.
We'll be right back.
First up there was the god of black metal himself, Mr. Corthon, with Enter the Eternal Fire from Under the Sign of the Black Mark from 1987. Such a classic album. It just never gets old. And straight after that was not so old, but not so young anymore, Winter Filth, a track from their new album, Upon the Shore, it's called. And that's from the Imperious Horizon, which was just out the other week. Still haven't got my copy yet. The local shop's, all being well, going to have it for me tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. So let's slow things down a bit with a bit of Candlemass and the Hammer of Doom from the Death Magic Doom album from 2009.
Hammer of Doom. much as half of all the marijuana used in America is now homegrown.
I think a lot of people that grow actually grow. They don't have to go out and buy them.
Keeping it slow and heavy there was Bongzilla with Green Thumb, and that's back from Gateway from 2002. Brought to mind, I was talking to somebody last weekend just about seeing them with St. Vitus and Sleep in the Roundhouse in London, which was quite the experience. And as I told you last week, I'm going through my 7-inches, so be prepared for this lot, this grind band, a Gothicles. As you can hear, I struggle with that word greatly, but such a fine band, a lot of 7-inch blend by them, and this is a track called Desk Armada from the Grind Is Protest album from 2006.
Come on!
And no let up there. Straight after that was Insect Warfare with Evolved into Obliteration from the World Extermination album from 2009. Vicious band, that one, Insect Warfare. I've seen them somewhere, I can't think where it was now, but it was took the head clean off you. It was no messing about. So only a couple of golden oldies. I've been digging through CDs and whatnot, and I came across Deep Purple's Fireball, which I hadn't heard in years. And this was released in 1971, and this is a title track with that iconic drum intro. And some more I lads are. That was Blue Oyster Cult with Take Me Away from the Revolution by Night album from 1983. A band I've only got into in recent years, never liked them before. A bit like Jethro Tull, just, and then start band albums. And somebody told me at one point, says, Blue Oyster Cult, you don't like them, and then they get you and they get under your skin, and then you're in trouble and you have to go and buy their back catalogue. I've made a first stab at it, in fairness. So this weekend, the Distortion Project, in conjunction with DME, are bringing Orange Goblin to the limelight in Belfast. And this is a track from their latest album, Science Not Fiction, and this is called Fury of a Patient Man.
Suicide's the only way out, out of life. I want it to die.
We'll be right back.
after Orange Goblin, that was a band called Cough, a track called Northern Plague, which came from their Sigillum Luciferi album from 2008, I believe. Great band. I think they've only released a couple albums. I haven't heard a lot from them in the years, and some of the members are in Windhand as well. If you like that slow heaviness, Cough more in a sludgy end, and Windhand that sort of ethereal vocal and a wee bit more polite doom sludge sort of thing. Hard to describe, but worth checking out. So next up is Conan, who are supporting Orange Goblin in Belfast. That's a weighty support, and it's going to be interesting to see Orange Goblin follow them. And this is a track called Leviathan Hoax, which comes from their Evidence of Immortality album from 2022.
I'm
Oh, and Conan, that was Dread Sovereign with Devil's Bane. The link there being, they share a drummer. And that's Alan Averill from Primordial's other band, where he dons the bass and gets all Kronos on you. And that was a track called Devil's Bane, which came from the Alchemical Warfare album from 2021. So back to the 7-inches again, a band all about Eve. Maybe don't sit so comfortably in this show, but there's a band I really do like, and I've got a lot of their 7s, and their first couple of albums are amazing. And this is a track called Strange Way, which comes from the Winter Words. It was a compilation in 92, but I think it's also on the Touched by Jesus album. But if you want to find somewhere to start with All About Eve, that's a good compilation to start. So this is Strange Way.
Thank you.
Going all weird after All About Eve. That was Scorn featuring Mick Harris from Napalm, ex-Napalm Death, and the complete head case that he is. And that was a track called Suck and Eat You from the Via Solace album from 1992. Hard to believe that's that old, but it was a staple diet at the time. Earache was a label that was always at the front of the collection. So anyway, thanks for listening. I hope hopefully see you out and about at the Orange Goblin gig this weekend. And also, just a quick plug for Hornland Music. Phil Horner, he's servicing guitars, driving bands, shooting videos, you name it, he's doing it within music. If you need stuff done, check him out. Very reasonably priced, and he's done a great job on a couple of my guitars as well. So there's my advertising for the week, and my bit for just the locals. So I'm going to finish off with an epic one this week, and that, of course, is Led Zeppelin. And When the Levee Breaks, from Led Zeppelin 4. This drum sound, drum beat has been used in many rap songs and all over the place, and it just never gets old, this one. It's such a great, great track. So I hope you enjoy this one. This is When the Levee Breaks. Until next time, look after yourselves.
Thank you.